Hello, this is John Smallwood, Certified Financial Planner, Senior Wealth Advisor at Smallwood Wealth Investment Management. Today, we're continuing on the concept of the Wealth Curve Blueprint and the components of the Wealth Curve Scorecard. If you're tuning in for the first time, the Wealth Curve Blueprint is a snapshot of your present plan. We believe getting this snapshot on a regular basis is probably one of the most important parts of any long-term financial strategy. What are my income sources? What's my savings rate? What's my taxes? Am I getting a company match? What's my debt structure like? What's my lifestyle like? What's my real estate taxes like? How much money do I have saved in all these different components? What are my current liabilities? What are my future liabilities, such as things that I've said that I wanted to do, such as educating my children, home improvements, second homes, you know, vacations, special anniversaries, weddings, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, sweet 16. Hey, I want to get my kid a car when he graduates. I want to pay off their student loans. You know, whatever it is, these are the goals that we want to do. And then the defense of the plan, how well is the plan protected? Life insurance, disability insurance, long-term care, umbrella policies, pension income, securing that foundation, wills and trusts, all optimal parts of the plan. Once you have your blueprint done, then every single one of those components has a scorecard that's going to let you know, are you on the optimal end of that, or are you on the other end of that non-optimal side of that particular issue, right? So as we look at this, one of the most important parts of any successful plan is the liquid asset rate, meaning, and it's, you've heard it from different perspectives, you know, how much liquid cash do you need? You've heard the term burn rate. You've heard the term, you know, having 6 months of monthly expenditures in the bank. And it's something that you often find also that when you talk to certain advisors, because they don't have principles, that they see you have $50,000 in the bank, or you've accumulated $70,000 and you're sitting in a nice safe money market account, and that's your liquidity, that's your emergency money, that's your opportunity money, it's your, you know, home improvement money, it's my money that when I slow down working for my second or third or fourth kid, that we're going to eat up that capital, you know, during that time frame. I don't, you know, it's unique to who you are, but if you don't have at least 50% of the annual income in liquid savings, if one of those events occurs that I just went through, you're either going to have to cash in investments, which, you know, you take your liquid savings and you put it in the market, and the market could be up, the market could be down. If I need access to liquidity when the market's down, you know, you're double compounding the negativity of that down market because you have to liquidate in the down market. So one of the core foundations in all plans is that 50% marker. And that marker is, you know, cash, savings accounts, money market accounts, life insurance, cash values from whole life insurance policies, things that are not market driven, and then you have access to in a week or less. Okay. And that is something that is very, very important. If you don't have this as part of your foundation of your plan, you don't have a strong foundation. You have cracks in the foundation. What you don't want to do is have your security, your safety money at risk. And that's something that, you know, from a structure standpoint, if you're saving the right amount of money and that cash gets above a certain level, that money gets now distributed into the longer term savings. So that it's a structural tool. You might have a lot of cash today because you've got two or three kids going to college in the next 4 or 5 years. So that money's not in some sort of college plan, but it's money that's earmarked for the college, or it's earmarked to do a startup business. You want to have higher levels of cash to support that vision and those goals. If you don't have that level of cash, you're going into debt to do it, which if that's your only option, it's your only option. But if you're good at planning, you always have those cash reserves on hand so that you can take advantage of opportunities, or, you know, fend off emergencies without having to go into debt. Like, I read something recently, I think it was in our last newsletter, you know, the average liquid savings is below like $2,500, and you see, you know, things like the furnace go, or the air conditioning goes, or the car goes, and all of a sudden the person's in, you know, credit card debt. And that credit card debt is, could be 15, 18, 20, 23%, depending upon, you know, factors. So in all the way through, you know, from a young person to a middle-aged person to a retiree to an old retiree who's older to somebody that's crossing over 100, those, which is a really old person at this point in time, but we know how long people can live, and we're seeing so many people live into their 90s and reaching their hundreds and crossing over that, that having liquid reserves at all phases and stages of your life cycle are super important. And at times you need more, and at times you need less, but we find as a rule, the 50% of the annual income is a magic number, plus any other short-term goals that you have. So in the blueprint, when you build that blueprint, you'll be very clear as to what you have, and you might have not enough, you might have way too much, you might not, you know, based on your history, you may not have been successful in ever doing this. And it's a matter of understanding where you are and say, you know what, for the next, let's say I don't have enough cash reserves and I have a consistent credit card debt issue that I find myself in. Well, we'll develop a strategy to get rid of the credit card debt. And then the next phase is to accumulate the cash that is optimal for you. And then moving forward, we go back to the longer term strategy. But if you don't get the short term right, the long term is not going to work well either. So look forward to helping you build a blueprint and to delve into your unique score to understand what we can do to make it more efficient for you and factor on helping you reduce taxes, to reduce risk, to reduce fees and costs, to increase savings rate, to increase benefits and protection around that wealth, to generate more retirement income and pass more wealth on. If your current financial strategy is not doing those seven components, it's not optimal. And that's the blueprint's going to help you understand where those issues are, where that financial pressure is.
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional, and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.